I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's ready, even though it's a very serious and somber day. Dominated our topic in the first hour. We'll be right back with the topic of the death of George Floyd at the bottom of the hour with Melvin Carter. We are going to have some fun for a couple of segments here. Adam is prepared for your bizarre, unique, and important questions. Can I start with a couple, Adam?
Sure, go for it.
An alligator that many people believe once belonged to Adolf Hitler has died at the Moscow Zoo. The zoo said the alligator named Saturn was about 84 years old when he died on Friday. I've got multiple questions on this one, Adam. Number one, did you know that alligators lived to 84?
That is, I guess I did not, but it's not. I'm not terribly surprised because they seem very prehistoric. And when I think prehistoric, I think, you know, long age.
Do you think you could recognize an older alligator, like a 50-year-old alligator,
right,
compared to an 80-year-old?
You think usually skin is an identifiable characteristic of age, but alligators, by definition, have alligator skin, and that it's tough to tell age.
Yeah. And then did you know that Hitler had an alligator?
I do now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, we always say that when people go to the old Hitler card and comparing someone to Hitler, that's rarely, in fact, it's never appropriate. But here is the alligator should speak up and say, "Hey, I knew Hitler, so and so. That's no Hitler."
Yes.
Why would Hitler want an alligator? By the way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the question that kept popping into my, you know.
You don't think in Germany and at that time an alligator was really the thing to have?
I mean, you know, what purpose? I mean, other than saying, "Hey, look, I got an alligator." Literally, what else are you going to do with it?
Here's what I wouldn't have done. I wouldn't have criticized him, though. Carter, greatest pet ever. I don't think with my half my family of the Jewish faith, I don't think I should have been the one speaking out and criticize.
No,
the leader at this point. What did you think of the match? Brady, Manning, Tiger, Phil.
Sadly, I didn't watch much of it.
What?
I know. I saw the rain, and I'm like, ah.
Too many other sports on?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on. It's at the Indianapolis 500. Oh, wait. No, I just – and I didn't, because I didn't really pay attention to it. Then I watched – I checked every once in a while, and it seemed entertaining.
It was very good. Very good. I was skeptical on having the QBs in it, and it worked better than if it was, you know, adding Rory and DJ. Brady stood out for many reasons. One, he was terrible early. By the way, he's still a 10 handicap. Look up the average handicap. Just because he's Tom Brady on the football field doesn't mean he's going to be, you know, Walter Hagen on the golf course. But he dunked it, you know, late on the front side. He made some key putts. He played better. So that recovery was outstanding. The back and forth with Chuck was fabulous. Chuck is, I mean, I'm so in the tank for Chuck. Chuck can do anything. I love him. Justin Thomas was so good as the on-course reporter, including giving it to Charles a few different times. Manning was what you thought, right? He's funny. pulls it off, notably better golfer than Brady, but the putting got to him. And then the other two are just who they are, right? Phil is smart. Just ask him. Phil is creative. He is a talker. How he works his way through his short game is brilliant, and he lives up to it. But he is that friend of yours, Carter, who every once in a while you want to punch in the face because you just can't take it anymore. But then every once in a while he's funny, and Tiger can't change. When people say that Tiger is a great trash talker, and I'm sure he is, Adam, he won't show that to us on camera. He can't do it. The numbers were tremendous. It's not Augusta. It's not the U.S. Open. And sure, we're biased at this point because we're so desperate for it. I didn't see the first 7-8 holes. I picked it up about halfway through and then went back. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was excellent. Okay, let's go to a couple of the phone calls. Dan, caller number one.
And of course, my computer's going to lock up right now. Hang on. By the way, I've got your average handicap.
Oh, okay. What is the...
According to Golf Week, it's 16.1.
16.1.
You know what? And now the sound program as a whole just took a dump, so we might want to take...
Whoa! Whoa!
After this last weekend, I might be getting close to that number.
I know. You want to tell people how dialed in?
I shot in the 80s for the first time since I can't even remember.
Nice.
And I putted horribly. I four putted. How many times have you talked?
That's not
good. On a green in regulation on a par four, I walk away with a double bogey.
Not good.
That takes talent, my friends.
Not everyone can pull that out. Okay, we got text coming in.
Okay, and I've got the sound back too whenever you want it.
Okay, let's take one text here. Am I less manly if I use a power face scrubber?
No.
Am I less manly if I use a power face scrubber?
Not at all.
No.
Take care of your skin.
Listen, don't be Hitler's, don't be Saturn. Have better skin than Saturn. Although, remind me, you're not a massage guy?
Oh, no, I am. I haven't had one in many, many years, but it's just not that. I don't seek them out regularly, but
yep.
Oh, I have no problem with it.
You got your little places. Okay, Dan, caller number one.
Yeah, I have a question for Adam. If he could be any character in the production of Hamilton, what would it be? And if I can have a follow-up, I'd like to know why he's such a jerk to Susie Jones.
Jeez, now I realize.
Are those two related at all?
She had me going there. I had no idea until...
Wait, you didn't know that was Susie again?
Yeah. I did not. No, not until she asked.
He doesn't recognize the voices of his coworkers.
Honestly, what's happened to you in voice recognition?
I don't know. I used to be very good at it.
Not as good as you were. Dan, I think you were in the room when he said, listen, I have this really unique skill that as soon as I see a golfer, I can recognize him. And then the first 15 guys he couldn't recognize until Jack Nicklaus popped on the screen. Jack Nicklaus! Which character in Hamilton?
Having not seen the production, as many of my, I'm alone in the newsroom, I think, in that. Well, this newsroom is Hamilton crazy, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And by the way, not paying Hamilton crazy in that newsroom also.
Is George Hamilton in it? Is it about George Hamilton? Right?
He makes a cameo, and he just comes out. And he looks phenomenal.
Oh, that's given.
No, but yeah, he just looked. How about Linda Hamilton?
Laird Hamilton.
Josh Hamilton.
Laird Hamilton.
Laird Hamilton, yes.
I'll be with anybody named Laird. if you're named Laird, you had to have gone to a private school, right?
Or you're a surfer.
Or both.
Right?
I want the title role, Alexander Hamilton.
Why not?
Federalist.
You got to be. How about the fact that the movie was supposed to come out a year from now, and is it out like in a month?
July, I believe, yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty. We need more of that. speed the timeline up on some of these productions. Okay, more text coming in. We want phone calls also. Ask Adam anything. We're going to briefly lighten it up. No Jamie today because Melvin Carter, his only availability was 135. We are going to carry a portion of the governor's office, their daily COVID-19 update. The governor is not a part of it today, but some important information on ICU beds and a concern on that. And we're still working on a couple other guests related to the death of George Floyd. More calls and texts are encouraged. 651-989-9226. We're back in moments on CCO. We continue with Ask Adam Anything at 22 past the hour of 1. Let's get you a few texts. Go back to the call, 651-989-9226. Dr. Carter, does your medical bag with Carter's little pills include Donald's hydroxy pills? And would you prescribe them to Chad? Actually, it called me
the Chadmeister.
Chadmeister.
Yeah, I mean, what do you got to lose? That's just, I think someone famously said, what do you got to lose?
I think we then had a study last week. Here's what you have to lose. Die. I'm going to pass.
Small price to pay.
I'm going to pass. Adam, wouldn't it be more accurate to call this segment, Chad Can Help But Dominate the Conversation?
Sometimes. It is your show after all, though.
Adam, how far away from Chad are you comfortable sitting in meters?
2 meters,
6 feet. Thank you. Correct. Caller number 2. Go ahead, Dan Cook.
Hey, Adam. If you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume you had done? Thanks.
Oh, that's a really good question.
Oof,
boy, I'm dominating the conversation.
I'm going to say probably bank fraud.
Bank fraud?
I have no idea.
Dan, Adam is arrested.
Uh-huh.
Your initial thought is what?
Public nuisance.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Laura says indecent exposure.
That might be it, too. Also. Yeah. I was going there also. Pants optional.
Accidentally. But accidentally. I've found that over the last year, I'm very forgetful in pulling up my fly. So I'm thinking that would lead to an arrest.
Dan?
That's a whole lot of information I don't know that I needed to know.
Yeah, I'm with you. Is he trying to brag about himself with the fly?
A little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey.
Adam, what's your go-to when you see a friend of yours and the fly is down? What do you do?
Whoa, what are you trolling? That's kind of the line.
What do you do?
It's a fisherman's thing.
What's your move?
I just said it. Hey, what are you trolling there? Pull that thing up.
Cook, have you ever heard him once use that phrase?
No, never, not once.
I have not heard that yet.
And I think if he used it and say, you know, I was in that situation, I wouldn't have the foggiest idea what he was talking about.
I'd have no idea what he's talking about. I think I just demonstrated I had no idea what he was talking about. Adam, if you had to date or kill members of the royal family, who would they be?
Well, I have to pick one to date and one to kill?
That's it.
Jeez. Well, we just watched a couple of things on the Windsors last night, and I'll tell you. Can I go back into time?
Nope. Alive.
It's got to be a current member of the royal family.
Yes, let's make it difficult. And then let's then Dan tweet this out. Adam Carr at AC830 says, I'm going to kill. Who are you killing, Carter?
Remember, we do have a line to the queen.
We do.
I can't kill the queen. That's terrible. But Prince Philip, I mean, he's up there too. I mean, he's lived a tremendous life.
So you're killing Prince Philip. Okay. You're on the record.
Make it look like a car accident. He's a bad driver. He almost.
Sounds like we found a new area where Adam might be arrested.
He got in a car accident last year, I think.
He did, yeah.
The dating, I don't know.
One of the main family.
It's got to be the main. It can't be like one of Prince Andrew's daughters or?
Nope. Main group.
Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle. There you go. Well, she's here in the country, yeah. Right? All right. Caller number three.
Hey, Adam. It's your old pal, the Goops. Just had a TV question for you since we're all sitting inside. Where do you get the gall saying that Ozark is overrated? I think people need to hear your quote-unquote educated opinion. Thanks, Adam. Looking forward to hearing it.
The Goose.
The Goose.
Good to hear from the Goose.
The Goose. Does he ever sound like Tony Siragusa to you?
I've never gotten that. No.
I never
have. It wasn't the description like he sounds throaty and like he's a heavier man.
Yeah, so let's
so
just
people tell Brennan, hey, you sound fatter than you really are.
Exactly. Kieran. Kieran checking in. Was it a caller or was it a texter?
I think it was a texter.
Texter who said Brendan sounds a lot like Tony Siragusa, the former nose tackle for the Ravens, who for a number of years was a member of a booth, right? But he never was in the booth.
No, he's always down on the sideline.
Yeah, he would be in one end zone or the other, offering up really non-essential, non-insightful comments.
It's getting tense down here, guys. This is a big play coming up here.
Exactly. Hey, one team's got 11, the other team's got 11. Back to you, Dick. I don't know, whoever it was. Ozark. Tell people.
Way overrated. Way overrated. The show is just, there are no redeeming characters. Even I liked Ruth, but Ruth, honestly, enough with the F-bombs. I mean, everything is F this, F that. Clean it up, Ruth.
Hello, have you listened to yourself?
I have, but there's a time and a place.
Can I read a few texts here?
There's a time and a place.
Can I read a few
texts? It should be used in moderation. And then you can emphasize it. It really hits home. It really lands when you use it.
Yeah.
That's what I always think about Adam when he swears, is it really lands.
And moderation.
Yeah, there were two episodes out of last season that were decent episodes. The rest of them were moronic. Overrated show.
I'm not going moronic.
No, that's strong, but it's just.
Yeah. When people try to compare Ozark to Breaking Bad or The Wire or Sopranos or Better Call Saul, here's what I say. You should lose your television privileges for 10 years.
Wow.
It's fine. It's good. It isn't even close to those shows. Not even in the neighborhood.
No.
And for me, it's the same thing with Billions. I watch Billions. I record Billions. I feel like Billions should be better than it is. But stop with the comparisons to all-time shows. Give it to him, Adam. Tell him.
You're better than that.
Thank you. Last one. Adam, if you use a time machine to go forward or back for one day, you can observe it. What would you do? I go get a sports almanac from the past and swing back. Well, we did that in the movie, right? We've done it. So you can go back in time. Let's say you go back to the 50s. What are you grabbing?
So I can go back and take something.
Yep. And then you bring it back right here. How about Anne Margaret?
Princess Margaret. I was thinking if I could go back
Princess
in time,
Margaret, yes.
I could date a member of the royal family. It would have been Princess Margaret.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby.
I'd like to go. Well, how about you go back to the signing of the Declaration of Independence? Just grab it and run out of the room. All right, you sign it. Thank you. I'm out of here. I'll bring it. I'll file it. And then you got it. And then someday Nicolas Cage shows up at your door, kicks it down. Give me the Declaration of Independence.
There's a map on the back.
Yeah,
it's so good. All right, we gotta go.
By the way, you missed the point. He said if you could use my time machine. So Reg has a time machine.
Oh, that's impressive. Reg, where do you live? Let's go. So if you could go, well, we got to save that because we're short on time. But like, if we could go back to any event in the past, where would we go? Maybe we can do a variation of that, Dan, tomorrow with bonus Ask Adam Anything tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.